John Lothian News recently spoke to the Option Clearing Corporation's Pat Hickey at the midwinter meeting of the Security Traders Association. Hickey joined OCC recently as a senior VP of product development. Pat, tell us about your priorities on the first days of your job.
My mandate started with help OCC to enhance their credibility with their market participants, consistent with their mission as the foundation for secure markets. So kind of a broad mandate.
What are you hearing from OCC customers?
Went on a broad-based listening tour with a lot of our largest external stakeholders and internal as well, and just had conversations with them about what has their experience been with OCC, past, present, and future, whatever topics they wanted to talk about, covering people, process, technology, and tell me about your experiences and what your challenges are with OCC, and what quite frankly, what your challenges with your own business are, and how can OCC help? How can we be involved? As a result of those conversations, we came up with themes, especially from those external stakeholders that we spoke with, that said they wanted OCC to be more transparent, and they wanted them to have their agenda to be made up of issues that were driven by stakeholders, as opposed to what we did historically, that was mostly delivering new products that were traded on exchange. So expanding our role there.
Can you tell us a little bit more about OCC's Renaissance initiative?
OCC desires to have a more modern and flexible technology platform. That will enable us to help be more operationally efficient and deliver on products and services for our market participants. So that undertaking is the Renaissance Initiative. Think about our current system as just being a single pillar that does all of clearing and settlement and risk management and data, whereas Renaissance will be split into three pillars, the first being clearing and settlement, then risk management, and then a data pillar. Inside clearing and settlement, participants can expect to see the API capabilities that allow those users to consume data that they usually consume in the form of reports and files, and have whatever experience that they want to have with that. In the risk platform, we are moving towards a more the architecture will be built in a more modular way that will enable us to have components that are more event driven as opposed to the batch processing in a mainframe that we do today. And lastly, we'll also have API access to allow participants to test in risk management environments whatever scenarios that they need to look at. And then lastly, the data pillar is quite frankly something new for OCC. OCC has traditionally been hard to get at any relevant, persistent data in a meaningful way, and we intend to change that. And quite frankly, that opens up a lot of opportunities going forward for things that we haven't thought of yet.
What are the time frame and challenges for the completion of the project?
Our expected delivery date right now is set for the first quarter of 2022. So we have approximately 2 years from now to get to that point. We've made a lot of progress with the clearing platform, the clearing and settlement platform, as well as the data platform, or pillar, sorry. And the risk pillar will be beginning shortly if it hasn't already. It's also important to talk about the fact that it's not just a technology transformation, but by changing the technology, we're also going to be almost by default changing a lot of the processes that go along with supporting that technology and our whole business, as well as what the people at OCC do to work with the processes that work with the technology. So I don't want to underestimate what a major transformation that this is and the amount of work that we have ahead of us. We're all very busy right now trying to get there, that's for sure.
This is Suzanne Cosgrove, reporting for John Lothian News.